Okay, I think this is working now. We are live on another edition of the Edlo podcast. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. I have a very special guest once again, the specialist of guests. I have returning to the podcast, Miss Lexi Edlo.
Hello.
Theater extraordinaire, actress extraordinaire. And we are here together today to discuss one of her favorite topics, musicals.
Yay!
So tell me, Lexi, what makes you love musicals so much?
The fact that you get to meet a bunch of, well, about like participating in them or them in general?
In general.
It combines two of my favorite things, singing and dancing. It's like all of that, but combined into a storyline so that you don't just have like random songs or random dances. It's all connected into one thing.
Yeah. Nice. I like that. I think they're just fun. I grew up with musicals, a lot of, especially Disney musicals. There were a ton of them that we watched as kids. And so they've been fun. And it's been fun to watch you and your brother and your sister start getting into theater. And tell me, what is it that you enjoy about theater?
It's just really fun.
Yeah.
And like I said earlier, meeting all the new people and it's like everyone is very accepting of others. There's not like that much toxicity as there is in a lot of other places. And it's easy to connect with everyone because, you know, you're all there for a certain reason that you all enjoy it. So.
And you have been doing most of your all of your performances really over at the Sutter Street Theater. And so tell me, what has it been like to be part of the community over there?
It's been really fun. They're like, since they're a smaller place, you like almost everyone knows each other. So you just like, you get to be with mostly the same people throughout all different shows. I have one friend named Desi who I've done all of my shows but one with. And it's just like, once you're there for like just three or four shows, it's like it feels like you know everyone. So,
well, that's good. And it's been fun to watch your crazy group of friends expand as you've done all these things, and all the kids that have come through the house have all been very interesting.
Oh yeah.
They've been interesting people. And so, okay, well, so we decided to do musicals, top seven. We do seven because five just feels like you would leave too many out. 10 just seems like it would be too many and too long. So we're going to do seven. We can do an honorable mention if you have a really hard time. And I would say also, and Lexi, tell me if you agree with this, I didn't include in my list any Disney cartoons.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah, because I don't consider those technically musicals.
Well, unless that's stuff like High School Musical that's meant to be a musical, but it's most, I feel like it's musicals are mostly live ones that, you know, people actually do.
Yeah, we could do a top seven Disney movies another time. But I just thought this one we would do true musicals. Not to say that I don't have a Disney run musical on here, but I don't have one that is a straight, that is just like a Beauty and the Beast type thing. And I did all of mine are musicals that are movies. Okay. And so is that your list too?
Mine, not all. Well, no, not all of them.
That's okay. We can talk about the ones that it doesn't have to be the same. So let me ask
the ones that we've seen live. So.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Yeah. That's a good one too. I like that. So, okay. Well, then our list will be a little bit different, but I like it. So, okay. Well, If that is the case, tell me, Lex, what is your favorite play that you have performed in? All of your plays have been musicals, so which one is your
Yeah.
favorite one to perform?
My favorite one to perform. That's really hard because all of them were so much fun. I think they're all really fun, but the last one that I did, Percy Jackson the musical, it was really different and a lot more upbeat than the other ones. That one or Shrek or Lion King. Mostly Lion King because that's my only one where I've had a lead. So, but
Nice.
the other ones, Shrek and Percy Jack, like Lightning Thief, those two are just like so much fun songs, very like very fantasy-ish. So
And you like that.
yeah, I enjoy fantasy stuff.
Okay. All right. So here's what we'll do. Why don't you go ahead and we will do your list first, and then we will do my list second.
Okay.
Okay. So why don't you go ahead and start with what would be your number seven?
My number seven. My number seven would probably be, think Hairspray.
Hairspray. Why do you like Hairspray?
Well, there's lots of, it's very like diversity, you know, it's really fun and it's just like, it gives a good message while also having really fun music. That's, you know, it's fun, happy music stuff while giving a good message at the same time.
Okay. And tell me, what is the message?
To be accepting of others, whether they're black, white, gay, straight, you know, like if just be accepting.
Okay. All right. That's a good one. I like that. I like Hairspray. Okay. So that's number seven. Now, what is number six?
Number six, I think, is Kinky Boots.
Oh yes, Kinky Boots.
Kinky
Yes.
Boots. It's just a
Yes,
really
so
fun one.
you and I went to that one. We were both very surprised at the content. We were
Oh,
not expecting
definitely.
it, but a lot of fun. What did you like about Kinky Boots?
It's just really fun. You know, good music, fun costumes. It's like a interesting storyline from especially the first song, the most beautiful thing in the world, talking about shoes, calling them beautiful. It's just like it's really fun. Everything is based around shoes, but like they go from basic things to making bright red sparkly heels for men.
Nice. Okay, so that, yeah, I remember when I took you to that, and that was a couple of years ago. I think you were like 11. And we were sitting there, and I remember my thought process as it was going on, going, oh man, I was not expecting this. And I was like, well, this is fine. And then I was like, what did I expect from something called Kinky Boots? And then you were just having so much fun. I'm like, well, you know what? This is fine. This is good. So, and it's good to, I think it's good for people to learn about different cultures and be accepting of them, even if it is drag culture. So anyway, okay, so that's your number six. Now, what is number five?
I think number five is Dear Evan Hansen.
Oh, that's a good one. I like Dear Evan Hansen too.
Yeah.
What do you like about Dear Evan Hansen?
Like I said about Hairspray, it's a good message, but different. And I mean, the music is just like, it's really fun music. Like, some of them are, it's kind of a bit of a wide variety-ish. Like, there's more happy, upbeat songs, and others are like slow and sad. And then it's talking about, you know, it's good to take care of your mental health and not, like, you're not alone, pretty much.
Yeah, I like that too. That's a good one. That's a really good one. I like that. Mm-hmm. Watched the movie and really enjoyed it. So, okay, so that's your number five. And is there, real quick, before we go on to your next one, is there a theme of a type of musical you like?
I don't know. I like all kinds of musicals, except for ones that are confusing. Like Jesus Christ Superstar, I didn't understand anything that was going on, so I didn't really like that one.
Yeah, that one was weird. Yeah, it was a strange one. That's a strange one for sure.
But so, then there's stuff like Six, which is like really, really fun, more like a concert than a musical, but still, you know, I like things with messages, and then things that are just plain fun.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, cool. Okay, so then what is your number four?
Number four. Think number four. What was it? Think.
For those of you who are listening, Lexi refused to do an actual list. She was going to do it straight off the top of her head, and now he is on number four, and this is why we make a list. Okay.
I have one through three. Four was the only one I couldn't get.
Okay. Well, now here we are live, and you got to get it. What's number four?
Number four. I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say Grease.
Oh, Grease.
I just really like that one.
Grease is a fun one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah. Well, so what do you like about Grease?
It's just really fun, kind of romantic-ish movie. You know, a summer romance. They unexpectedly see each other again, and then there's all this drama. But like it's like just a really fun storyline, fun music.
Who's your favorite character in Grease?
That's hard. Probably Sandy's friend. I forgot her name. The one who accidentally dyed her hair pink and wanted to like become who dropped out of like the fashion school.
Frenchie or Betty or the
Rizzo? I think it was Frenchie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a good one. That is one of my favorites too. Okay. Mm-hmm. So number four is Grease. All right. So your top three you had for sure, right?
Yeah.
What is the number three?
Hamilton.
Oh, Hamilton.
It was the first musical I've seen. I saw that before I was a theater kid. And I fell asleep during the first song. And then I saw In the Heights. And I realized that one of the characters was the person who played Hamilton. And without even actually watching the play, I was like, I really like that one. And then the first time I actually saw it all the way through, I think was when we saw it live.
Yeah. Okay. And what do you like about Hamilton? You like the music or you like the message? You like the story of Alexander Hamilton?
I think the story and the music, a lot of these things are just, I really like the music in them, but that one, it's really different from a lot of other ones. I think it's the first one that's like, that has rap in it. And like all these, like, that one is an extreme wide variety. Like there's really slow, really sad songs. And then there's stuff like the song with Lafayette when he says 20 lines in like 3 seconds. It's just, you know, it's really good music. Good, like it's history lesson, but with music pretty much. And I enjoy a lot of history, so.
Okay. All right. So that's your number three. Okay. So I'm curious then, what is two?
Wicked.
Wicked. You liked Wicked. What do you like about Wicked? Now, do you think that you like Wicked a lot because you also know The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, Wizard of Oz was one of my favorite movies when I was younger, I think. It's just like it shows that not all people who seem evil are evil. People can trick you, and it's also just really fun. Popular is my favorite song in it because it's just it sh yeah, it's just really it's really fun, and I like Glinda a lot. She's like it's one of my dream roles because I mean she's a really happy, annoying blonde person who can sing really high, and that's pretty much me, except I'm not very popular. I
Oh, you're
don't
popular. You have lots of fun friends.
yeah, but like at school and stuff, I don't really talk to people. I'm more shy.
Oh, I see.
So
Well, you,
I'm
but
not,
the friends,
yeah.
but the friends you do have, they're pretty, your friendships
They're,
are really strong.
yeah, they're really insane though. All my friends are
Well,
crazy.
that's good. That means they're fun. Normal people are boring.
That's
So
true. Normal's overrated.
that's true. Okay, so you're number two. We got your number two through. So we have we're so your top three were, let's see. So we have Hamilton, and then you have Wicked. So what is your number one?
My number one is Les Mis.
Les Mis. Interesting.
And
Okay,
yeah.
so I've seen Les Mis, and I don't get it.
Yeah.
But
It was so the first time I watched it was because Austin participated in it and he was gonna watch it and he asked me if I wanted to watch it with him. And multiple points throughout the thing, he had to pause it and explain it to me. So that's the only reason I actually got what was going on. But you know, it's like I cried when we saw it live. Like I cried really hard at the end. It just, you know, it's really sad songs and stuff. Like within the top three. Going back to the question about the like the theme within my favorites, within the top three, there's two of them that are related to revolutions. So I mean standing up to evil is kind of seems like a thing for my favorites.
Yeah, no, that's great.
But like it was just like really sad, but really good, and you know, it's a great story. The music's like really, really pretty.
Yeah, that's true. The music is pretty. I just so I'll tell you the story how I got introduced to Les Mis. So, the girl I was that was my high school sweetheart crush, whatever you want to call her, when I got back from my mission, we started dating, and her favorite, she kept telling me throughout, our relationship that Les Mis was her favorite play and all this stuff. And so I got tickets to the play in San Francisco, and we made a date night out of it. And we drove up there, and I saw it with her, and I didn't even know anything about it. And then the thing is I think the actors, when I saw it was their accents were just so outrageous. It was hard for me to understand what they were saying. So I never understood it. So yeah, we got out of there, and she was like, "That was so amazing." And I was like, I don't know why we did that." So yeah, so that was my experience with it. But okay, well, good. So Les Mis is your favorite musical of all time. That is awesome. So mine are a little different because all of my musicals have been turned into movies. I think all of them, except for maybe one of yours, were turned into movies. So that's fine. But
Mean, Wicked is being turned into a movie. It's coming out
yeah.
next month, I think. I'm really excited.
Yeah, that's
Ariana
awesome.
Grande plays my favorite character.
Oh, well, that's excellent. All right.
Yeah.
So, Well, okay, so here is my top seven musicals, and all of mine have been movies. Some of them aren't even stage plays that I'm aware of. But I have one honorable mention before I go into my top seven. The honorable mention is Labyrinth. Labyrinth was, I know, Labyrinth is so good. And I just, David Bowie is amazing. You have Bowie shoes.
They don't fit me, which I regret not wearing them at least once because they're really nice shoes.
They're a lot of fun, but yeah, we but yeah, so Labyrinth is just one of my favorites. It was a favorite of mine as a kid. The Goblin King and just all that stuff, I really enjoy it. But okay, so there, that is my one honorable mention. When I had Lincoln on here with video, we did top seven video games, he had seven honorable mentions. So
Oh,
anyway,
that's a lot.
okay. Yeah. So anyway, okay, my number seven is Grease. I love Grease. I've enjoyed it since high school when I first saw it. And I just love Danny Zuko so much. I think he's so funny, being so conflicted, trying to be cool, but also being in love and all that. The one thing I didn't like about Grease, and to this day I still don't like about Grease, is I don't like that the end of the story that Sandy then kind of turns into a bad girl for him. I don't like that. I think that it would have been a much better story if, rather than turning into a bad girl for him, they just accepted each other as they were and continued on in their relationship just like that.
Yeah,
But other than that, go
didn't
ahead.
Danny also turn into like an athlete for her?
He tried, yeah, he tried to do it too. They both kind of tried to change for each other, but really, in the end, neither one of them should have had to change for either one of them, right? And so, anyway, okay, so that is my number seven, Grease. Number six, Moulin Rouge. And if I have parented right, you have never seen
No, I have not, but I do
it.
know one
Good. Parenting for
person
the
who
win.
was, I think I knew one person who was in that, or was it Chicago? It was one of them.
Yeah.
The
No,
person who plays Sally, so.
Moulin Rouge, it's Ewan McGregor and Nicole Kidman as the leads. And the music is amazing. The Moulin Rouge is basically a, well, you're still young, but it's a house of ill repute, let's put it that way, for women who are doing things that you would not want them to do. But this guy falls in love with her, and it's the music is amazing. The music is just so good, and Nicole Kidman does so well. And so does Ewan McGregor, really. He's an amazing singer, so, and actor. So yeah, I love Moulin Rouge. I saw it, I think, right after I got back from my mission, and I've just enjoyed it ever since. So, okay. My number five, Bohemian Rhapsody.
I didn't know that was a musical.
It's a musical. Well, of course, it's got music in it. It's all about Queen.
Well,
So.
yeah, but like that, does that really make it a musical?
Yeah, of course, it's a musical.
I
There's
didn't know it was a
multiple songs in
musical.
it.
I've only seen the beginning because you guys wouldn't let me watch all of it.
Yeah, you're still
Or
kind
I've
of
only
young.
seen the end of it.
You're getting old enough now that you could probably see it now. But when it came out, you were still a little too young, in my opinion, to see it. But regardless, yeah, no, I mean, they're singing their music all the way through it. They're doing concerts and stuff like that the whole way through the movie. So I'd say it would count as a musical for sure. So, and also it's because I love Queen, and I love, yeah, I just love Queen. I love the story. And so, and then of course the ending of that is amazing. Like, just such a great, yeah, such a, it's so cool to watch that Live Aid concert. So anyway, so that was my number five, was Bohemian Rhapsody. Now, number four, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
We never finished that.
Yeah, we should finish it because that is a fantastic movie. And it's a fantastic musical. And Dick Van Dyke is just such a gem. And I'm so bummed. I had an opportunity one time to go and meet Dick Van Dyke at a Comic-Con in Salt Lake City, and I was planning on going. And then I was in a car accident, and because of the car accident, I wasn't able to travel, and I missed it. And so I don't know if I'm ever going to get another opportunity to meet him again, but he's one of my favorites. He just did so many great things, and he was so good in that. He was so good in that movie. And I don't know if they've turned that into a stage show. I mean,
they have.
Oh, they have? Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Curious how they could do that with a flying car like that. But,
well, I mean, they did stuff like Mary Poppins with, like, you know, they have like the mechanisms and stuff. And there are ones with raising platforms. So,
well, that is a good segue into my number three, because my number, well, actually, never mind. It would not be a good segue, because that's my number two. But number three is The Wizard of Oz. I love The Wizard of Oz. Yeah, I grew up on that show. I did a podcast earlier with two experts on The Wizard of Oz, talking about all of the ins and outs and all the conspiracies surrounding The Wizard of Oz. And it's just a fantastic movie. It's an American classic. It's considered the first American fairy tale. And so I just think it's been so much fun, and I hope that I know there have been a few times they've talked about remaking it. I hope they never do, because it's just so amazing. And it's so amazing that they were able to do that at a time with very little special effects. So, yeah, Wizard of Oz. What do you think about that one, Lex?
That's a very, very good one. I love The Wizard of Oz. I know. I don't think they've made it into a stage thing yet. I really hope they do at some point, though. That would be really fun.
But yeah, I mean, in fact, well, the thing is when it was first debuted, the guy who wrote it, I can't remember his name right now, but the guy who wrote it, he tried to get it put on stage. It was a stage show back then, but it never really took off. And he tried to sell the rights to the movie numerous times, and numerous studios were going to do it. And then finally it was done. I'm glad they did it with who they did it with, because otherwise it would have turned out way different. So,
yeah.
Because the original book is much different than what came out of the movie. So.
But I do know they have one that's called Dorothy Meets Alice, where they have like Alice in Wonderland and stuff. And like, you know, Dorothy and Alice, like Wizard of Oz and Alice in Wonderland stuff.
Well, they also did.
It's good.
Well, there's another show that's really interesting that not a lot of people have seen. I don't think there's a. I don't know if it's considered a sequel, but it's the Return to Oz. Completely different Dorothy, completely different everything, and the return. It's so wildly different, a lot darker. So that was that's a fun one too. If anyone ever has a chance and they've seen The Wizard of Oz but haven't seen Return to Oz, they should give it a shot. It's definitely a completely different movie, but a lot of fun to watch. So we should watch that sometime, because I don't think you've ever seen Return to Oz. But
yeah, I haven't.
Anyway, so back to the segue. My number two is Mary Poppins.
Oh yeah, that is a stage one, though.
Yeah,
I know they've turned that into a stage one. I was gonna do that, but I was too old for it. At TNT, they were going to do it, but I was too old for it.
Well, Mary Poppins is so good, and Julie Andrews was so fantastic in it. And the Mary Poppins Returns was even – I really enjoyed that one too. But Mary Poppins was just a childhood favorite. I grew up on it. And, again, Dick Van Dyke is so great in it, Julie Andrews. So amazing in it. And if you're going to watch a movie with your kids, get them into musicals. I think Mary Poppins is one that's guaranteed to make everybody happy. It's a good family one. All right. And my number one, are you ready?
Drum roll.
The Greatest Showman.
Woo.
I'm surprised that wasn't on your list, but I guess that's one because you haven't seen this. They aren't really on a stage show yet.
Yeah. So, I mostly did ones that we've seen.
Yeah. I think great. Yeah, The Greatest Showman. I remember going and seeing the movie, and when I saw it, I didn't expect to enjoy it as much as I did, and it really just blew me away. The music is fantastic. The messages are fantastic.
So good.
I think that there are some people who don't like the fact that that he was, I guess, casted in such a great light that that was bad because he was rather, what was it? What's the word? He was rather kind of predatory in some ways. P.T. Barnum was a pretty, not predatory, but I mean, he did kind of make his living on kind of people's abnormalities and didn't seem to care about them too much. But I think that I actually enjoyed the way it portrayed him. And I think it did portray that at times he was not sympathetic to the people who made him money. So anyway, regardless, I found that one, it's, I find that the movies that I enjoy the most are the movies that I don't have, I don't walk in with high expectations, and then they exceed those expectations. And that was one of those that did that for me. So that's my list. My number one is The Greatest Showman. And so, anyhow.
It's a great one.
So, all right. So let me ask you another question, Lexi. What is a musical that you have not seen that you hope to see?
Probably my top one that I want to see at the moment is Phantom of the Opera. I've been wanting to see that one for a while. It's just really, it seems like it's really good. It's like, I've heard some of it, and it's really sounds like it's a really good one.
Yeah, the music is really great in that one. It's another one where I think I went in with really high expectations, and I was like, oh, I didn't think it was that big a deal. But lots of people love it. It's one that when it comes to the Sacramento theater scene, it sells out pretty quick. So, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, so those were our top seven lists. So if you have made it through the lists and you have different musicals that you think are better or things we have not considered, and by the way, just so you know, there's about 1,000 musicals you could put on any one of these lists that are excellent. These are just our personal top sevens. And quite frankly, it might even top seven may change. If we did another one like this next year, we might have a completely different list just based on how we're feeling. So, but if you have some that you think that we should consider or we should see if we haven't seen them, maybe a gem out there that is kind of off the beaten path, leave them in the comments and on the YouTube on the YouTube video, or send us a message, and we might we love musicals, so we definitely watch it together. So anyhow, okay, well, if you've made it this far, subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. We still have more stuff, fun stuff coming up this month. Always love to have my kids and feature them and feature their interests on here. And so, Lexi, I'm grateful that you were able to come on again and do this with me. You know I love you and you're the best. And even though you smell sometimes.
Hey, you're the one who smells.
Anyway, all right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.